let's go introduce our first guest. So, May, welcome, coming to the show. Thank you for being with us. And I like to, you know, Darren, I have the custom, and Matt's going to change this, but who is the May and what May does for a living?
Guys, so chuffed to be here. So thank you for inviting me. So I'm May Chang, and I founded Agility Marketing. Who am I as a person? The essence of me. Okay, not in any particular order, but I am a daughter, a wife, a mother of very, and proud mother of two beautiful kids, best BFF to a handful of girlfriends and guys. And for everybody else, I hoped to have to provide value or provide a presence whereby we can all, in a way, move the world to a greater place to live in.
May I ask you, are you okay? Do you take any drugs because you're smiling all the time? Or?
Oh, you know what? I am already high. High on life.
On life. On life. So that's a best drug. Share with us why are you smiling? Why are you so positive? Please share with us. Because I know when I met you in a couple of events, you're always smiling. And it's become clearly that, you know, maybe past 12 months, people go from, you know, from excitement to different moods of the, you know, I mean, behavior. But, you know, I can see that's less smiles on people's faces, become more distant. Mm. So what's your secret? Why smile?
Well, that secret sauce, right? We've been all talking about it. I think if we can factor into our brand values and our business values, that instead of working or living to work.
Yes.
And this other aspect of working to live, which a lot of people adopt. And you're thinking, to work 5 days so that I can live the weekends. That's like, you know,
it's unbalanced.
It's not balanced. Mm. It doesn't give me the thrill. Mm. So, and if I could spin it around and say, hey, if I live to work and that work becomes a passion project, man, I'll be bouncing out of my bed every morning. So if you can find that passion, and you know, work, the definition of work itself, you can say, yeah, I got to rock in the office, I got to work. But work can be homework. It can be volunteer work, right? It can be housework. It's how our attitude towards it. And if you can find a little bit of joy in that and take pride that, hey, I'm going to do the best work ever, you are rewarding yourself. Isn't that a joy?
It is, mate. So on that note, before we continue, what do you see the most obstacle people put in themselves or somebody else put into them to be happy and smile? What do you, through your life experience, you see? What's the biggest obstacles?
I think we always have this thing about, you know, happiness and the pursuit of happiness. And happiness is such a fleeting thing that probably you value it after it has passed. Because when you're in it, you don't realize how the degree of happiness, right? So if you kind of turn it a little bit and say, hey, I can be contented rather than just happy. And contentment is really that degree or the standard whereby you accept it as, hey, I find joy in the midst of adversity. I can stay calm while there is a raging storm ahead of me and still be anchored. And this solid belief in yourself that it's just something that if it doesn't kind of damage you, you will ride it through.
Interesting. What do you think, Darren? Did you have some deep thoughts now?
What's that?
Did you have a deep thoughts of this conversation?
Well, yeah, I'm just very deep thoughts. I'm
very philosophical.
Wake yourself up.
But
the idea of being connected to everything and not just your work or not just any part of your life, because living is that. It's living. It's alike. And you talk about work as volunteer work as well. So work doesn't have to be not fun. It's not a drudgery, and some of it should be very fun. But to mix it all together and make it you is what I like to think. I myself, and you probably hear this all the time, you probably think it yourself, May, so a question to you is, how does one bring themselves out into their life, including work, but also other things, meeting friends, play, exercise? How do you do that?
Well, I think that, if we can reward ourselves very early in the piece, whether you're a night person or a morning person, but if you start off the start of your day/night and look after yourself first, and if you're in a happy space, then guess what? You will be that happy person, or that smiley person, or that positive person when you face work, when you face family, when you face neighbors, right? Because you already found, that peace within yourself. So in the morning, what I like to do is, the three S. You go, you see the sun, you look at the sea, and you, after that, you soak in salt air, salt water, and you plunge in.
Oh, I love that. I miss not being by the seaside. When the one thing about the hills is you don't have the beach down the end of the street. But your thoughts, Murray? You like the seaside?
Look, I love the seaside, but I'd rather prefer being now on the Maldives, you know what I mean? And listen to this radio show because it's entertaining, and that's what it is. You know, Darren and I truly enjoy doing what we're doing. But before we take the break, I practiced it for the many, many years since I was in military 30 years ago. It was a famous, Miyamoto Musashi was a famous swordsman, and he has a 67 jewels. He was a master of the long sword. Anyway, he won. In those times, in 1500s, it was like all about, who's going to win has a bigger name. So he developed a philosophy called Doko, right? 21 ways of living, very simple. And what I'm listening to you reminds me of him. But, his biggest one was being saying, I'm just going to read now because I have to accept everything just the way it is and be happy. And that's what it reminds me of this one. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening a lot. 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darim. And thank you for tuning in. And thank you to all 2 million listeners joining us in the studio right now with our guest, Mai Cheng. And as I say, some changes coming. Darren is going to be now destroyed in the break. Thank you for listening.
Today it's 12:30 here at Live 9.5. This is not my first day yet on, but we are here with May. May, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
You mentioned earlier you find joy in adversity. That really stood out to me. And I'm curious, how do you find the joy in adversity?
Look, it's about our attitude to things, right? As long as if you're in a scenario whereby life is not being threatened and you're having a bad day, you can take several moments to just maybe recenter yourself, rather than go into a spin and work out, all these solutions and try to fix the problem immediately. Because some things, if you allow it to mull over for a while and maybe even take a break, that solution can come out unexpectedly. Or your mindset just becomes clearer. Right. So it doesn't mean that with the urgency that you have to fix something, on the spot. So that means that even when there is a problem solving situation or you're in the midst of something, just anchor yourself and let it ride.
Anchor yourself. That's quite a profound, I suppose, teaching lesson to give someone. What's your process? How do you anchor yourself? How do you ground yourself?
Well, I think it's we always seem to burden ourselves that we have to be the specialist in order to solve the problem.
Of course we show that. You know, I mean, like, that's my middle name, specialist.
Well, so okay. Tell us here. I kind of try and look at sometimes the pattern of how I solve. When you go, you know, into a shopping center and you look at house, sometimes for a female myself, I like to just wonder that there is no path. You just wonder. But as you wonder, you look at all the possibilities and then you come out saying, okay, I think I'm ready to buy. But for a guy, it's probably, boom, I'm going straight there, get my pair of pants and I'm going to come out. So that whole process of meandering around allows you to relax, allows you to look at other possibilities and discover things that you might not really have considered. So sometimes the what I call the golden nugget comes actually next around the corner.
That's very interesting. Yeah. But where does this philosophy comes from? You know, I try to understand, you know, you grew up in Australia, not yes or no?
No, I actually was born in Malaysia and then spent my university in London.
Yes.
Before decided that I can't get quick enough to come to Australia. Mm-hmm. And I think it's this whole mindset that wherever we are, whether I worked in Hong Kong, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, London, and in Sydney, if you allow and have this very open mindset and attitude, you're actually soaking in a lot of things, sometimes unconsciously. And we know that 95% of our brain activity is actually in the subconscious. So as and when you come to this fight and flight moment, it actually yes. comes true.
That's very interesting. What's your thoughts, my young apprentice? How do you feel so far talking to the already first guest?
I'm very inspired, honestly. So your whole process sounds like you going back to the present moment and you're coming to appreciate, and it sounds like it's where you get your creativity from as well.
Oh, thank you, Matt. And you know what? I'm so, so honored to be your very first guest. And you know why? Because as we kind of work with a different or encounter a different a diversity of people, it's when we interact that the true interdynamics come true. You will bring out something in me that nobody else would.
How do you feel about that? No, seriously. You know, like, you know, it's look, I can share something because Darren and I, we're doing this for 4 months together, right? Mm. This radio show.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a guest we really enjoy working with. There's a guest we are, I'll be honest with you, it's sometimes hard to bring the best out of them, you know, I mean, during the conversation. Mm. And there is a guest like a May who brings the energy inside. And, you know, truly, I'm really enjoying this because, and it's a true privilege to have the Matt today in the studio with us. I need to be the very first guest, you know, and Darren who is standing there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's energy in the studio. So I've stood up. May has stood up. The energy's there. And I've stood up as well because, yeah.
I can't stand up. Channeling the energy. I'm 170 kilos. I can't stand for so long.
You know, can't stand, you're telling me?
No, I can't stand. Look, I'm telling to Matt, you know what I mean? Like, but look, Matt, this is the moment when I look into your eyes. You know, Darren and I used to be doing these things. And I say, like, some words. And then I say, like, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time, Darren, to we take a short break. And, you know, our guest May, she can take some sip of water, relax. Maybe you can sit down a little bit. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights. Sorry, you're listening live 90.5. You see, you confuse me, man. First, forgive me because we try to, you know, at the same time talk to the Matt. So you're listening live 90.5 FM Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And from next week, there's going to be Business Insights with Mario and the Matt. Thanks to Darren Capps Davis, who prepared the foundation of this great business radio talk show. And our guest in studio, May Cheng, her journey from Malaysia to London to Australia. And next stop is going to be obviously some interplanetary traveling. And they're going to bring some of the thoughts. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, Darren, and Matt. We'll take a short break. I come back after the break. But why marketing? You know, like I saw many marketing experts so call and a lot of gurus in sales online and everything else, which, you know, dear listeners, you must understand. You don't buy the things just because someone says they're great. You know, if there is no personal guarantees, you don't do things. Now, the main marketing is quite demanding, and it's quite often very, I would say, active, and you know, changes are happening on a daily basis. Particularly, you know, we have the pre-COVID lives, and suddenly COVID, even marketing change.
Yeah.
So, how do you adjust yourself with your clients when it comes to those points? As I said, Matt and I, today we have the electricity, but tomorrow we don't have no electricity. How are we going to promote this to the marketing? And then we come to you.
Mm.
How do you adjust yourself on that one?
So I'll answer the first one, whereby, you know, the pandemic has given us this new norm. And during that time whereby where there's no activities, no engagement physically, this is where it has helped us to really open up our mindset that you can still engage. You just have to do it online. You just have to do it over the phone. And rather than that role of, okay, instead of that selling piece first, think about what your clients, your ideal clients, are going through at this very challenging time. And sometimes there are some businesses that say, oh, well, we can't sell. Therefore, we need to reduce that brand and marketing budget because we can't get people to come on and buy. But in the meantime, if you have a very kind of customer-centric focus and say, what are they going through now? There is this fear. There's this isolation. There is this immobility. So if you start kind of like, you know, with your brand, say, hey, I'm going to park my sales aside for a while. I am just going to focus on the current challenges and be very much client-centric focus and just build those networks, but on an online basis. And bless technology, it has really opened the doors. It has become so affordable. Technology has become user-friendly that us as laymen, we don't want to understand how to use it. We just want to use it. And that has allowed us, particularly with social medias, with email marketing, to still reach out to people who may be not that mobile, who are locked in homes. You can still reach the world.
I think that this this type of the lifestyle is going to continue, and I think it's going to actually incline, you know, working from home, and the people's going to be, you know, sort of like disrupted, you know, I mean, not the face-to-face. So it's very important to understand, as you said, you know, you said that in the beginning, you want to understand what the client wants, but prior to this, how the client it is. So this is like a personal touch, you know, this is not, you know, look, I'm doing marketing, let me help you. So why are you asking clients, why is it important to ask somebody how is it, what he's doing or she's doing or how they're doing? Why you put emphasis on that one first?
I believe if you want just a straight sales, a transactional sales whereby there's no kind of brand identity really involved, go for gold. Because probably you'll be able to sell it at, and we're talking about price, cheapest price.
Yeah.
But those premium brands whereby they're not selling on price, they're selling because you met an emotional need. You built out the relationship such that they know, whether it's a Coca-Cola, McDonald's, a Chanel, there are different markets to cater for. Different brands and markets to cater for different market segments, right? And people tend to buy when they have made a connection with you. They feel that they know you. They feel that they can trust you. And that then becomes easier for them to make a decision to buy.
Interesting, eh? Because I think that we lost down a track, I don't know, maybe a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but, you know, that we lost the touch with the clients. You know, we are very keen to get a client on board, but I think that many businesses are very actually forgetting that human touch to ask how they are. You know, I mean, how's your day? And what I can do more? Yeah. Matt, what's your experience in this current situation with the marketing? What do you see? What's, you know, like during the COVID, you know, you're the younger generation. What's the most appealing for your generation? Is this emotional touch or is it just productivity? Let's just say you're buying a new mobile phone. What are you guys looking? Emotional attachment or you're more like a how many apps can store?
I think whether it's the younger generation, whether it's the older generation, I think we all buy on emotion. I think we all, that's what draws us in. And certain stories, certain things in particular will draw us in. However, I'm definitely no marketing expert. It's something I'm working on at the moment.
Yeah.
Getting some PR and all that as well. Although it is 9 minutes to one, let's have a break, short quick break.
Let's take a short break, guys. You're listening live 90.5 FM Business Insights with Mario and Darren and upcoming Matt. We'll take a short break, come back with the more questions our guest Mei Cheng in studio.
It is 4 minutes to one. 4 minutes to one here this Friday afternoon. 22.1 degrees outside. It's Business Insights with Mario and Darren and Matt today.
No, we're sucking the Darren gone from today. No, I just like to say to all listeners, personally, thank you to Darren Kevs Davis, who spent with me 12 months in the studio, teaching me and mentoring me how to become a better presenter without taking any advantage of my not knowing English. As you know, I'm not an English, you know, shouldn't a born person. And Darren, he's going to take it the role of the producer full-time now, our show. And we agree that Darren is the trainer met with him for the last couple of weeks extensively, almost every day. And Matt is going to be the one who's going to share the studio with me, and we're going to be the business insights with Mario and Matt. So please, Matt is still on training. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing. Lucky Darren is pressing for him buttons. I'm not embarrassing Matt, but he has no idea. And his English is not the best. But, you know, like...
It's nothing like the deep end. Nothing like live radio.
We are very grateful because Darren's going to share with us and supervise this show as a producer, as always was. And he making this great radio business talk show even greater. Now, come back to our guest in studio, Mei Cheng. Matt and I had many questions for the Mei. But Mei, I ask you before we take a break, why you were standing, not sitting while we're doing an interview?
Oh, you know what? I think better when I stand.
Yes.
And when I eat, the food goes up faster.
Okay, so...
Digestion.
So you are standing while eating?
Sometimes. It's bad, isn't it? I know we should be...
What's the bad? Standing or lying on the bed while you're eating? Because I'm the other one, you know what I mean? Like, I love to be served, you know what I mean? In the bed. But Matt, you know, what do you think about guests standing while we're doing the interview?
I think it adds another level of energy to the show.
Yeah?
Definitely in the studio, there's a lot more energy rather than all of us sitting down. I feel that.
It's only you and I sitting. Darren even standing behind you like a hawk, you know what I mean? Making sure that everything's really perfect, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's a Darren's name and reputation. But look, it's time. Matt, what? Matt, it's time now for what?
Well, it's 2 minutes to one. It's now time for...
For the break.
For the break.
And we're going to have the news. And we're going to come back about 104, 103 with the news. And Matt is going to read the weather. Matt is going to read the traffic. And please, guys, welcome him on board. He's a truly unique person with such an experience, life experience. He's going to make this show very great. I'd like to say thank you to all listeners online, 90.5, who is coming on the website live, 905.com.au website. And who's coming and watching us directly in the studio. Thanks to Darren Kevs Davis on our Facebook page, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Now we're going to be Matt. Stay with us. We'll be back after break. Yes, Matt. Take us to the break, Matt. Sorry to interrupt you.
No worries.
Just continue. What is strategic goals? When you say align with strategic goals, what would be my business strategic goals? How do you define them, strategic goals?
I think, as a business, most businesses, when they have strategic goals, it's a longer term. It's, 3 to 5 years, and it's aligned to your vision of what you want to see the business as in 5 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
And in concert to that, then you should align it with a marketing plan. And I say a marketing plan is very much your brand and marketing and how it then contributes to supporting sales. So all this, as to me, a business philosophy is that brand, marketing, and sales. Imagine it like a tripod or a triangle. You're missing one of them and there's no leg to stand on. Because, let me explain. If you have a brand and no marketing, there's no, your brand is going nowhere. If you have no brand and all sorts of premium marketing, what are you trying to market, right? And if you have no brand, no marketing, and sales, it's a transactional sales.
Yes.
So all three are interrelated because that's how, in the end, it's about getting clients. It's about maintaining your existing clients. It's about having a profit stream. So all this aligns back to the business. And if you're making the profit and returning it and reinvesting it, or providing that as dividends to your clients, you're able to grow as a business.
May, I have the one question, it's a product question. Mm. And I have a dream. I really have a dream for many, many years. Mm. North Sydney, there's all these high-rise buildings and they all have these beautiful neon lights with the name of the companies, right?
Yeah.
And I was always wondering, I'm going to see my company there. And I can even say I can advertise because of the sponsorship, Inside Intelligence Group.
Yeah.
But I know it's a little bit out of the pocket, let's say, or maybe. So instead of being on that one of the buildings, which is my ego, right? Don't take me wrong, it's my pure ego. You know, I mean, I like to pass that building many times, take the picture, of course. Right?
Yeah.
How the clients can see our brand on a continuously basis, like potential clients. Let's just say, we can hide the bus, we can put sticker, which are, plain like Darren and I, we have the simple marketing, we have the social media, we advertising, prior or afterwards.
Yeah.
So, that's the way we inform the clients. But how we can be in the eyes on the potential clients with a, modest budget?
I think, every business.
Is it possible?
Of course.
Please, can you explain
every
on this?
Every successful business has to start somewhere.
Yes.
And it's not just about seeing the brand. It's about feeling the brand. It's about, hearing the brand. It's about reading about the brand. So, so excited about what our, current world is, whereby you are kind of enabled and empowered by so many forms of channels to market.
Yes.
You mentioned social media.
That's correct. Right?
And social media itself, already you have, your Facebook, your Insta, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, and it goes on, your TikTok, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I think the challenge is not about how many there are.
Okay.
The challenge is about which channels to market are your ideal clients hanging out on.
Okay.
And then it may not be your comfortable zone or your comfortable channel. Say, I hang out on Facebook, but my clients are on LinkedIn. So then you have to cater to that,
yes,
because it's about your clients. It's not about you, right? And this whole part about getting your clients to see you or to feel you, you want them to to them, your clients, and all those what I call sphere of engagement, whether it's your the decision makers, whether it's the influencers, whether it's your referral partner, that your brand is on the lips of on top of their lips when they think of, oh, Mario, business intelligence, counter intelligence. Let's talk to Mario first and insight intelligence before we talk to anybody else.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Matt, I share with you one story before the before I asked the May. So I have another business on a different company called Cheating Partners, right? It's pure infidelity investigation. Why are you laughing? You don't like the name?
I love it, man.
Well, of course you love it. You know, I love it. I mean, I invented from the TV show. And, you know, this is not the type of business you advertise on a bus, you know, does your wife cheating on your husband, you know, and all these things, right? Yes. But, you know, this is the type of the jobs where you get client, usually referring by somebody you service before, or somebody searching you on the internet. On the internet, it's absolutely, it's a forest there, you know, prior to investigation, infidelity. So I come to an ingenious idea. I said, like, how I can be in the eyes of everybody, and they know there's an infidelity investigation company. That's the company, let's say, in Hills area. What do you think what I did, Matt? Give me a wireless guess. What do you think how I promoted? Come on, tell me.
I can't talk now.
Come on, give me more creative things. What do you think?
More creative? You're not posting on social media, I don't think.
Yeah, I do post a little bit on social media, but this is not it. Toilets.
Oh, right. Everybody, it's a basic.
That's correct. So, like, you know, I was once in a toilet in shopping center. So, I was standing and, you know, doing my thing. And I was in front of me was, you know, are you 50 plus, you know what I mean, the prostate cancer. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm 48. I have time or something. And then I click it. Anyway, when you go in the other type of the bathroom, instead of standing sitting, you're sitting and watching the door. And I went to the shopping center. So, like, how much will cost me to put my print, you know what I mean, into the male store or female toilets? Yes. And they said price, you know what I mean, which was very affordable. And people called me. So, you know what I mean, that was the only place I saw the bathroom. So there's a dentist, prostate cancer, and cheating partners, right? And I was very proud. So, you know what I mean? Like, and then changed the prostate cancer with some food.
Very smart. I suppose we all have our deepest thoughts in the bathroom. We're by ourselves. We have our innermost thoughts.
Man, cry me a river. Matt, do you think it's time for the break, Matt?
It's the time for a break. It's 14 minutes past one. And it is. You're on Business Insights with Mario, Darren, and Matt.
Okay, enjoy, we're going to cross the Darren by the end of the show. So, like, take a short break. We come back. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt and our executive producer, Darren Kebs Davis. Be back.
It's 19 minutes past one here on this Friday afternoon, Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario, Darren, and Matt. It's incredible to be here, guys. It's truly an honor. We're blessed to have a wonderful guest, May. May, who is always wearing her beautiful smile, bringing a very much positive energy to this studio. I'm loving it.
Well, enough about me. Let's go talk about Mario now. So this business show, it's about Mario Beckes, and that's it. Jokes on side, I like to say thank you to all listeners on Line 90.5. Thank you to all sponsors for making this great radio station. Sounds good, look good, and we're inviting everybody who is keen. Please be in touch with this awesome radio station. Executives on the board, and come on board as a sponsors. And as a Matt, I'm very impressed, Matt. He's displayed his expertise really learned from Danny Kebs Davis. So, May, I shared the story before the break about bathrooms and, you know what I mean? But I said, like, it's okay. It's a different story. It's a different type of business. But to talk about more serious businesses, you say there's like a tripod, three elements of the successful business: marketing, brand marketing, and sales. And if me missing each of one, there is no successful. But how do you fix this apart coming to you? So when the client comes to you and they say, I'm running business 5 years, consecutively 5 years, this is my marketing plan, something doesn't work. What do you see mostly they're doing wrong when they try to promote and spend a lot of money? Before was, let's just say, white pages, yellow pages, TVs, and, you know, it was, you know, that, you know, I don't know how the people, yellow pages used,
yes.
Darren, can you help me? Yellow pages, you know, the
yellow
advertising.
Pages,
you
yes, know, yellow pages.
Yeah, like,
how and the local pink pages.
But that's great, pink pages. So, you know, that's a big book. Now we go on the internet, and the other day I was in a city in QVB for the meeting with a client, and what I noticed that when I was walking on sitting on escalators, everybody was holding their mobile phone in their hand.
Yeah.
And I said, like, so everything's online, right? Now, what do you see when somebody comes to you and say, May, 5 years of running business, this is my marketing plan, something doesn't work. What do you see it's the biggest downfall or shortfall of the companies doing your marketing?
I find that quite a number of clients, they may have a marketing plan, but they either doing too much too fast, like comparing with the Joneses, or they're not targeting properly. So in the marketing plan itself, it's about working vigorously to develop the profile of your clients or your few top clients. You may have a lot of clients. One of the questions I tend to ask my clients is, who are you trying to market to? The common answer seems to be everybody. Even Coca-Cola, as big a brand as it is, doesn't market to everybody. In fact, it's
what
biggest...
What do you mean doesn't market to everybody? I think they do.
No. Corporate clients is McDonald's, right? It goes through McDonald's and there you go. So depending on each of each type of business, there is a ideal client target. It could be demographics, by locations, by, you know, sex type, by age group, or in some cases, mindset, attitude. So it is important to visualize each of that client profile and then message accordingly to it. And this is where the go-to-market channels, understanding where those ideal clients hang out. And then your content, content creation or how you
must
source the content
appealing.
Must engage, yes?
You said something important, demographics, age, and so on, so on. Last year, it sometimes Darren will remember, you know, we're in not in lockdown in Sydney, but Victoria was. Anyway, the Premier Victoria decided to lock down, put in lockdown the house commission buildings. If you remember, 7 days, and I said, like, this is going to be volatile and this is going to not end well, because it was like 9,000 people over five buildings or something, right?
Yep.
But the major issue was for Victorian government, they have the different demographics in the buildings, and they didn't inform the people on the language in those buildings. And you know that that's a marketing, right?
Yes.
So you're correct when you say, if I don't, let's go say, if I don't write something, I target, let's go say, Vietnamese community, and if I go just with the pure, you know, legal English, most of the people maybe don't understand. But if I adjust that marketing to experts like yourself, it's more appealing. Am I right or wrong?
Quite so. I mean, I think this is where we also simplify. Oh, it's just sales. Oh, it's just branding. Oh, it's just marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing itself has it actually encompassed quite a number of things, and it can be as high level as looking at your plan, making sure that your strategy is on point. And then when it comes to not just the planning itself is just a plan, right? You execute it, but you also need to keep the plan alive and say, hey, this quarter is how we see it, and this is how we measure it, and then the next quarter. But it is also important to not just say, tick, I've done the marketing. So everybody has done marketing. But as you say, are you communicating it in the language that it is understood? For example, even the you're talking about, okay, communication is both external, but also think about your internal. You may have a vision beautifully plastered on your annual report or, you know, on the walls, but have you communicated it regularly to your team so that they get it and then they are actually an extension of your own vision?
Interesting.
So in communicating to your team, it's just as important as communicating to your clients.
Quite so, because if they buy into your vision, guess what? They are like your stakeholders. They are going to feel your passion, and then they are going to communicate that. And communicate doesn't mean chat, you know, when I'm going to my next network. Communicate could be, oh, I so get what Mario is saying about the importance of business intelligence. When I write it my article or in the flyer, I will pick words that will resonate on the importance and the benefits of why we need this this type of information, how it actually helps us to understand our end customer or whatever is the objective.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, in the visuals, right, whether it's on Instagram, etc., they are picking because they know in the mindset of Mario, hey, these are the styles that are required. These are the images that would suit. So in a way, you are creating an army to go along with your mission.
That's interesting. I'm very curious the our marketing method, how it's going to be. You know, I mean, Generation Y and, you know, the Flintstones like me. But, you know, before that, we'll take a short break. You're listening Alive 90.5 FM. Please join us on our website, alive905.com.au. Press the button, stream live now. You can listen to the show, this, or go on our Facebook page, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And we love you all. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you to Matt for taking this big step to become the radio presenter. And he'll deliver the best for one reason. He's been trained by the best Darren Capes Davis. And secondly, you have that such experience, mate. I can't wait to hear that one. Mate, you can sit now. You're listening to 90.5 Business.
Alive 27 minutes to 2. It is 22.7 degrees on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Matt, Mario, and Darren. It is a blessing today, mate, to have you in studio. I've got a question for you, though, because you talked about this powerful triangle of branding, marketing, and sales. Just out of curiosity, with this triangle, is there a hierarchy?
Look, if we start bossing around, right? Previous corporate days whereby, you know, salespeople are considered the unamuno, right?
Everybody. Unamuno, that's a new one. Okay.
Everybody is there to more or less because they bring in the bacon.
Yes.
But along the journey of bringing in the bacon, the foundation is laid. So it makes the life of a salesperson, an account manager, a business development manager, much more, easier.
Easier.
Because the brand has already been communicated widely. It is not just to the ideal clients. It is communicated via marketing activities on your social, on your prints, on your flyers, in the email marketing, about the brand and the benefits. Hopefully the benefits is not purely talking about products first, right? It's about talking about how we can meet those challenges. And if you take up our services or if you take up our product, let us show you that we can meet your dreams, right? So you're going into the emotional aspect. And so by the time gone through this whole sales funnel of a stranger, moving them into signing up for your e-newsletter, etc., into a warmer lead. By the time they're in your social media, instead of just liking and viewing, they are commenting. And then after that, they're picking up the phone or you are engaging with them to actually have a one-to-one conversation. You are actually drilling down that sales funnel to hopefully qualify those people who are more ready, or those clients who are more ready to now have a one-on-one quality session with your sales professional.
Matt, did you take the notes down? How to run this?
That was nothing but gold just then.
Because this is your job from now on. E-letter, you know, the warm leads, and you know, mean engaging, and you know, mean going to bring the people more on a Facebook page. But the saying that how do you marry employees with a vision of the business owner? How do you marry that two different worlds, employees with a vision of somebody who's a business owner, to the marketing, sales, and branding?
I believe that when you pick your team, and it's very much...
Do you come to somebody's workplace when you become your client, you say, like, sack this one, he's not a good one, he will not perform well? Do you see this in the businesses that, you know, there's a group or the individual who will not be that one who is going to push, I'll call agenda, or rather say the key objective, you know what I mean, to values of the business owner be passed to us as employees, and we, you know, stipulate this and communicate this to clients. There's always going to be somebody there, one, who's going to, I don't like it, May, and yeah. Did you say,
rock the boat and tip you over? Well, okay, so I think in us kind of walking through and working with our clients is meeting them where they are. And sometimes you can't pick and choose, just like your relatives, right? For a while anyway, until you actually work out the lay of land. And then, you know, depending on the objective of the client, you know, let's say for a marketing campaign, you are forced to work with a team of staff. Some so get it. They are just powering on. Others, you're just kind of dragging them through. And rather than contributing, you feel that you are, you know, the doctor or the nurse trying to just pull them through. But eventually, the client team or the management team have that time to have a bit of luxury, that the next person that they hire is very much aligned to their business culture,
yeah,
and to their business values. Mm-hmm. Because if you have alignment, you have that fit, and you are then hiring people who are very talented. They are so proud of their craft. You don't need to monitor them. You don't need to say, is it time yet? They are coming to you if there are, if there may be challenges that they cannot resolve. But if they can do the work and provide the results and the impact, they're going to coast it and then come back to you. You know, with the achievements.
That is interesting. I had one more question, Matt. If I may, you have any questions, Matt?
No, really? I don't have any questions. Yeah, I'm loving this.
That is so. In the marketing of any type of business, of service or product, I'm seeing on LinkedIn, let's go say, a lot of gurus daily pushing their videos. Now, I understand that a business is like a love relationship. You can fancy somebody, you know, you show the, you know, that you like them and everything else, yeah. But truly nature needs to shape if it's something happen, doesn't happen. You can, like a tree, you know, you can water tree a little bit, you know, yeah. You can put a little bit of food, but nature takes this one. If you start controlling things and pushing too much water or too much sun, expose it to sun or the food, tree will not go there in direction I should be in nature. So is it good to push everyday content on social media? Me. It's that something what you can answer to me?
Mm.
What do you think of those ones?
I think content has to be relevant,
yeah,
of value, and it engages. And you got to very much understand your ideal clients and how receptive they are. If you're talking about Facebook, originally it was set up in order to find other connections and yes, friends, and really, right? And then LinkedIn is more of set up as a business platform about looking for jobs and how you connect different, yes, people. So there's a different kind of culture in each of those groups. I would say in LinkedIn itself, there's more expectation of business values, etc. And therefore, it takes about like, 6 to 7 engagements before people will kind of like maybe say, hey, Darren or Matt, you're providing value. I like what you say. You're talking my language. I am probably going to follow you and then just, you know, work out whether I want to hang out with you. And then, I mean, even with the content itself, the Mimi thing, I think, is...
it's too much. I think that you might have the question. Do you have any question for the lovely guest?
Not at this stage. No.
Not at this stage.
But we need to get to a break, I believe. Yeah.
Again, another break. Okay, we're going to have some donuts. We're going to steal the donuts from the Darren Capes Davis. And thanks to our lovely guest, Mei Cheng, we'll take a short break. And our apprentice in studio, who is taking the big shoes from next week from Darren Capes Davis, Matt is with us on training, and we'll take you for the break. Matt?
Alive 90.5.
13 minutes to 2. It's 22.7 degrees. Business Insights with Mario, Darren, and Matt. And you are listening to Alive 90.5.
I can't wait. I can't wait to have my lunch here, honestly. I'm just hungry from this marketing thing for more success. And we are concluding this show today, Matt, that our guests shared a very valuable insights and tips. But, you know, we come to the end of the show, Matt. So, you know, I think it's time to drive back to the show, May, and we can conclude today the part. To all listeners, please note that Darren Capes Davis trained for past few weeks, Matt, who is going to take a step into the big shoes on a Business Insights with Mari and Matt, who's going to be Eminem Show. And Darren Capes Davis is going to supervise us in a guard mode and produce this show and teach us even more, for which I'm very, 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 very grateful. So, Matt, any last questions for our friend and the guest in studio, Mei Cheng?
Absolutely, Mei. Mei, it's been a blessing to have you in studio, but I'm curious, what services do you offer?
Well, the whole gamut of brand development. And really, I find that a lot of clients, they may have plans, marketing plans, and it's about the refining of them, that those plans and development. But I am so passionate about the execution, because
can you say execution or what?
Implementation. have to be careful with words here.
Well, yeah, execution. I'm not sure what they're referring to.
Sorry.
Like, we don't want the government agencies knocking on the door and say, like, what type of conspiracy we do here? Not just joking. So
no
please,
worries.
Yes.
I know you got it. So, and doing the implementation and working and holding the hands of the clients to get their plans come to fruition, because having plans is one thing, seeing whether it works is another. And with marketing, it's about the test and trial. Not everything is going to be a big campaign or a transformation a project which might take years, right? There's some things that you can tweak and actually test, and from there get it better. And Working with non-for-profits, there is also this part whereby they can benefit a lot from applying for right community grants. And so it's looking at what grants are suited for them. And from there, develop the concept. And once, you know, that concept is approved, then build up and design it and submit it. And having worked in a few of them where I've been successful, it's been just wonderful doing the execution.
Implementation.
Wow. Sorry, Mario.
No, that's okay. Matt, any last words? So, May, for the end, you know, like we trained the May. Listen, I'm confused now. We trained the Matt. And you see, because, you know, for the past 4 months, you know, was Darren's face there. And we already, you know the broader language and everything else. It's 10 minutes before the 2 p.m. It's time to wind up our show. And our custom it is to ask our guests, apart you offering 75% of your discounts of your services, everybody quoting the name Darren Capps Davis, how the people can hear from you more, how they can find you on the way.
Well, I love to hang out on LinkedIn. It's my playground. But I also have an Instagram profile as well as a YouTube channel. And it's about preaching and doing what I preach. So branding itself, it's, you know, how do you have your personal brand and your business brand in harmony? And this is where I find Instagram is such a visual thing whereby you can show different dimensions of yourself, even a picture of nature. And you can say, why is it there, right? Nature, whether it's a seaside or just a picture of a flower or a bird, if it helps you to just reset your mind or put you in a relaxing space so that your creativity comes out, and that applies back to how you channel into your marketing solutions, your business proposals, that is part and parcel of different parts of your brand coming on.
Perfect.
Well, May, thank you very much. But I'll let my young apprentice, Matt, to end this show.
Still learning, guys, I got to say. It is a journey here at Alive 90.5. Very blessed to have had this opportunity. And it is 2:08 this lovely Friday afternoon, sitting at 22.8 degrees. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of
the temperature is rising,
there.
Matt. It's rising. So like next Friday, we're going to be in the studio opposite each other. Supervised by Darren Capps Davis. We're going to have the business insights with Mario and Matt. And I'd like to say thank you, May, for being the great guest today and sharing your wisdom and tips. And I'd like to say that I'm going to cry, seriously, Darren. I'd like to say thank you to Darren Capps Davis for the past 4 months mentoring me and finally taking the show on a higher levels with my new co-host and presenter, which you're going to like it very much. His name is Matt. And feel free to come to our website, alive905.com.au. Today, after 6:30, there's a podcast and a recording of this lovely guest in studio. Have a nice weekend. Goodbye.
Thank you all. Bye.
Alive 90.5.